Everybody, it is the Elemental Podcast live on February 1st. Wow, we're in the second month of 2018. This time, this year is flying. Thank you for listening to the Elemental Podcast, TNP to you. Hope you stay dry. Stay dry, everybody. It's gonna happen. Couple things I want to talk to you. I hope you listened to the last episode, the podcast I put on Monday with John Serba. I love me some John Serba. We talked about all sorts of movies in 2017, the Oscar nominations, good movies, bad movies, and I had to go pee in the middle of it. So go listen, okay? It was fun. And if you listen, you can find out how you can win movie tickets for a year. It's 150 movie tickets. That's a lot of movie tickets. You can take someone to the movie. You can go on 75 dates and not pay for a movie. How about that? So go listen and find out how you can do it. We had the State of the Union address this past week. President Trump talked about how things are going. Did you listen to it? Because I did not. I did not listen to it. I had to work, and I wasn't going to listen to it anyway. I believe it was on Tuesday night. I know I need to be more interested in things going on politically. Unfortunately, with the proliferation of information on social media, you see a lot of things. You see a lot of things on the Facebook. You see a lot of things on the tweet box. And I'm not always interested. I hate to say it. It's a lot of mudslinging. He said, she said, fake news, etc., etc. I've told people I truly believe that what goes on in D.C. doesn't affect as much as what goes on in your own hometown. So I'm more interested in what's happening here in Grand Rapids and in the state of Michigan as a whole. The things that happen here specifically will affect me more individually. It's kind of the whole act locally, think globally kind of thought process, and I truly believe it. So get involved if you can, I guess. I know I can't get involved in big time stuff. I'm not rich. I'm not famous. Nobody's going to vote for Stu McAllister in 2020, right? I have a better chance of running for a school board or city councilman, and that's how you start, I guess. And maybe that's what I'll do. I'm going to run for city council. I'm going to run on the Free Dildo Act. Everybody gets free dildos. I think it's a solid plan. Super Bowl is this Sunday. Who you got? Who you got? You got the regular stalwarts, the guys who are always there, Tom Brady and the gang with the New England Patriots? Or do you got the underdogs, the guys who probably would win if their quarterback Carson Wentz was healthy, but they got the backup Nick Foles coming in from Philadelphia? The good old Philly Eagles. I got to go with the Pats. In order to be the man, you got to beat the man, and the man currently right now are the New England Patriots. And I can't lie, I hate Philadelphia. I hate Philadelphia people. I hate the fans. They're scumbags. They're dirtbags. They're pieces of shitito. Got no interest, got no love. And sure, I'd like to see the Pats lose, but man, I hate Philly more. There isn't a team in Philly that I give a shit about. The Eagles, the Sixers, the fuck the Flyers, and the that's it. Eagles, Flyers, Sixers, Phillies. Couldn't care less about any of those dirtbags. So, die Eagles, die. Go Pats. Maybe I'll throw some bucks down on the Pats and win major cash. And I got to work, goddammit. I got to work on Sunday. I only work till 7 so I can skedaddle out of there. And I'm going to go to my buddy Josh Ortega's house, I think. This will be like year 5 where I just go at his house and sit and watch the game. Don't ever go to his house any other time of the year. Just go on Super Bowl Sunday and sit on the couch and we watch, and there's like four or five of us. And I used to take my dog Simon. His roommate Corey would want me to bring Simon over, and Simon was a big old lazy dog and would just come and sit down. He'd feed the dog some sausages, some meatballs, and some nachos. The dog was happy. I don't know if Winnie! She's sleeping down there. I don't know if Winnie can handle it. I'll take her, maybe. Maybe. We'll see how it goes. So let me know who you got. Everyone's going to tell me on Monday they all pick the winner. Bunch of bums. Last night I participated in prelim number 5 of Funniest Person in Grand Rapids. Second year I've been in it. For last year I made it to the finals, and I made a tactical error in the finals trying new material that I thought was funny. And I thought it was funny, but the crowd wasn't buying it. So I just like being in it. Most of the people in it are kind of, they're newer, or maybe they've been doing a while. They're not quite working. So clearly you always think that I'm going to win, right? I'm probably the most experienced person in this whole contest. There's 80 people in it. And here's the thing. It's 8 minutes. You do 8 minutes of time. And anybody can have that solid 8 minutes for that one night. It can click for whatever reason, that one moment, and they can do it. And there you go. Like, I've seen plenty of people on late night shows who have to be on for 4 or 5 minutes, closer to 4, less than 4, and they're great or whatever, and bing, bang, boom, and then you see them live, and they got to do a half hour, 45 minutes, a full hour, and they're just not good. So I can't ever take anything for granted. So I went out. I planned on doing 3 things. I ended up only doing 2 things because I ran out of time. And I felt I had a great set, and I watched everyone else's set, and everyone else had a good time. And I'm thinking in my brain, I'm like, you never know. You can't tell. You don't know. Kind of like I said on a couple podcasts ago about judges. Like, you never know what's going on in a judge's brain. And fortunately, I got the judge vote, because I clearly knew that if I wasn't going to get the judge vote, I was not moving on with the crowd vote, because there were a couple guys who were able to bring out a lot of people to watch, and I marvel at that ability. I have never been able to bring anybody out to see me, and that's fine. You know, I know it's a Wednesday, it's kind of late for some people, I got to work in the morning, this or that, they got kids, this or that, so I don't sweat it. But the guy who won the crowd vote was a very funny guy, too. And he was a guy that if they had picked him for the judge vote, I wouldn't have been upset about it. So thankful that they did. I did get to move on. And I can work on that third bit I was going to do for the next set. And the semis will be late March for people who care. I think it'll be $10. You'll see 10 great comics for $10, a dollar comic. You can't go wrong, everybody. Come out, support live comedy. I've mentioned it before. Live comedy is different than seeing stuff on Netflix or YouTube or Comedy Central or whatever. You're in the moment, and that moment will never happen again. You know, it's kind of like sporting events. Going to a sporting event is great. You're seeing it in person. It's an action. Everything is going around. You know, and I know sitting at home is watching it too. You don't have to deal with the elements or whatever, but being there, being in the moment, it's just great. That weird thing I saw in the news today, and it really caught my attention because it revolved around a social worker as well. And having been a social worker for 25 years, and I actually got my license renewal. I wasn't even sure I renewed my license 2 years ago, and apparently I did, because I got a thing saying, hey, you can renew your license. And I'm just not going to do it, everybody. I'm not going to renew my social work license. I never see myself going back to doing it. I can't. What can't I do? That. What? Renew my social work license. I can't do it. That is what I'm not going to do. But anyway, there was this article I saw in the USA Today in Cleveland. And I'm going to read it to you here. A Cleveland mother charged in the death of her 5-year-old son allegedly sold more than $10,000 in food stamps over several years to a social worker who is tasked with monitoring the woman's children each month. son of a bitch. This Nancy Caraballo, a family caseworker who worked for Catholic Charities, allegedly paid Larissa Rodriguez 50 cents on the dollar for the food stamps. Prosecutors claim that Caraballo did not report the deplorable conditions inside Rodriguez's home or check on her children. So this Nancy Caraballo, I hope she rots in hell. You're taking bribes from a scumbag. And who's at risk? The children living in a shithole. I walked into many shitholes when I was a CPS worker. And I'll be the first one to tell you social workers don't make dick. And I know if you work for Catholic Charities, you don't make dick, even less so. One time I remember I moved back to Buffalo and I was looking for a job. And I applied for several jobs, and one I applied for was working foster care for Catholic Social Services. And I go in, and I'm being interviewed by a nun. An actual nun in her habit is interviewing me for the position. And I'm talking with her about the job, and it's a job that I can do, whatever, this, that, you know. And I have my master's degree at this time. And the job that she offers, and this is back in 98, and she offers me the job, and it was like low 20s. It was like $21,000, $22,000 a year to work there. And I had previously had a job with my bachelor's degree working in social work where I was making more money than that. And I told the nun this. I said, listen, nun, I made more money with my bachelor's than what you're offering me now. And I said, I'm not going to take it. And here's the best part. She was trying to Catholic guilt me into taking the job. You know, you're doing the Lord's work, this or that, whatever. And I was like, lady, nun, I'm not Catholic. You can't guilt me into this shit. I can do the same damn job for someone else and make the same amount of money. I can do the Lord's work for someone else and not have to have my own goddamn caseworker because I'm not making any kind of money. A caseworker should not have to have a caseworker. So this scumbag, getting back to Cleveland, and the scumbag, Nancy Caraballo, she can die. I don't have any sympathy. I have less sympathy for social workers who do shit like this. And it's upsetting to me on various levels of she wasn't doing her job and that she's doing criminal activities, taking bribes. Like you hear about these scumbags at like liquor stores who do that. They buy food stamps from someone, and like people get beer or just the money or whatever, you know, drug money or shit, and like they're scumbags. But then you got someone there who's supposed to be protecting children, making sure that kids are safe. So much awfulness there. If you hear of any of this nonsense yourself, please, please report it. Please squeal. Please snitch. Kind of like I said, we need a couple podcasts ago. We need more Gladys Crabapple Trees. Watching their neighbors. You know, you don't have to be like Russian spies, but just be aware of shit that's going down. Be aware of your neighbors being scumbags. Right? Do that. Be a good human being. I felt like I was a good human being yesterday before I went to work. I was at work before I had to go to the show, the Funniest Person show. As many of you know, I work at a hospital. I am a patient transporter. I do that not for the love of the gig, but because I need some extra money. And I can't lie, I don't mind the job. I'm just moving people from A to B on stretchers or in their bed or on a wheelchair. And it's pretty simple. I'm getting a lot of physical activity, walking around, having to pull people and move people, this, that, whatever. It's okay. But last night, I have a trainee. Imagine that. I'm training someone how to do a job. It's amazing, right? But I'm training this this woman how to do the job, and we're discharging someone. We're taking them to their car, and we come across this man who clearly is in distress, and he's unsure of where he is and where his car is. He is leaving the hospital. He was a patient, and he's leaving the hospital. I'm confused on many levels, because if he's being discharged, a patient transporter, someone like myself, would discharge him, would take him out, or it would be a nurse tech or someone of that nature would get them out and get them to their car. So I don't understand why this man is not at his car. So I have my trainee go and discharge this person, because there it was a man and his wife, and the wife knew where the car was. So I'm like, just take them to the car, and I will deal with this gentleman here. And I'm talking with him, and he says his car was in the ramp. I'm like, okay. And so I'm walking with him, and this guy, he can't walk. He can't walk more than 20 feet without having to stop. So I'm like, do you want me just to get you a wheelchair, and we can make life a lot easier for everybody? So I get him a wheelchair. We sit him down. I'm talking to him more, and he's clearly confused about where his car is, because that's how he's describing it to me. It's not in the parking lot that we're in. There's three parking lots, and it is not the one that we're in. It's a different one on the other side of the hospital. So I'm like, I'm pretty sure it's over there, sir. Let's go over there. So I get him in there. I get my trainee, and we all head over to the other one. He's explaining things to me, and none of it makes sense to me. This is not how shit should go for people. And we do find his car. It's pretty much kind of how he described it to me and where I thought it was. So we get him there, and I ask him for his name, because I'm like, I got to check this shit out. And he gives me his name, and I call back to my dispatcher, and I tell him what happened. And we look at it, and he was a patient, and he was there for reasons. And it was, no one could explain to me what happened. Like, how he got to where he was, because he was not a person who could walk to where he was. It would have taken him a long time to do it. And it was all just very weird, and it's just something like, only because I saw this guy in distress was I able to kind of help him out. And sometimes you just need to go out of your way to figure shit out. And the worst thing that people do is tell you to fuck off, right? People tell you to fuck off, leave him alone, whatever. But you need to put yourself out there. I'm not patting myself out on the back, but I'm just thinking, like, what could have happened to this guy if someone hadn't talked to him, hadn't gotten to where he needed to be, right? So if you see someone in distress, even if it's something as like someone on the side of the road, they got a flat tire, car problems, just check them out. Check in on people, right? I'd like to think people would check in on me if I was having difficulties. Be a better person, right? Make it a yes-urary. It doesn't quite flow out of the mouth, but a yes-urary. Make it better for everybody. I got one last thing, everybody. And this is kind of goofy to me. A friend of mine, Eric, who is a big Tragically Hip fan, and I got to meet him through another buddy and all. Apparently, he listens to this podcast, Eric, so you're going to hear this at some point. He sent me a link to a video, and he sent it because in the video, there is a lot. It is the singer singing, and they are spliced in with clips from the Andy Griffith Show. And the song apparently came out in 2008. At least that's when it was posted to YouTube. And the artist is Peaches. Her name is Peaches. And the name of the song, it is, if we were on the radio, I couldn't say the name of the song, but we're not on radio. We're on my podcast, and I say this word a lot anyway. It's called Fuck the Pain Away. And I find it goddamn hilarious, because Peaches is a woman who is relatively scantily clad, and she is just kind of gyrating, and kind of, they have superimposed her into scenes with Andy Griffith and Don Knotts, Barney Fife and Gomer, and Little Opie Taylor, and she's just kind of gyrating and dancing. And so I'm going to play the song to you. So here we go, everybody. All right, here's Fuck the Pain Away by Peaches. And this beginning part here, it just shows cop cars coming out of the station. You know, it's all 1950s, 60s cop cars, very old-timey kind of stuff, clearly. And now they've moved. Here's the scenes now with from the Andy Griffith Show.
I like the music too. I can't lie. I like this beat. And now she's just gyrating next to Gomer Pyle. Kind of twerking, sort of, almost. Sucking on my titties like you wanted me. Calling me all the time like Blondie. Check out my Chrissy behind. It's fine all of the time. Like sex on the beaches. What else is in the teachers of peaches? Huh, what?
Sucking on my titties like you wanted me. But anyway, that was Peaches by Fuck the Pain Away by Peaches. It's a 4-minute, 6-second song. You'll find it on YouTube. I'm assuming if you just do the Google or the YouTube search Peaches, Fuck the Pain Away, you will find it. And it looks like she's got a lot of songs. I'll have to go check out more of Peaches. But man, it's a damn funny video to me, and it's funny more so because Andy Griffith is in it, and the song is completely inappropriate. She's like, "Suck on my titties," so super duper funny. So, all right, that's everybody. That's the podcast. Let me know if you watch the Super Bowl. Let me know if you're a good human being. Please go listen to this on SoundCloud, iTunes, Castbox. I'm crass. I know it. I don't care. I like it. It's fun. Being crass is fun, everybody. Have fun. Fun. And go like the fan page if you haven't. I'm sure you have, but it's Elemental Podcast. The Elemental Podcast on the facial book. And you guys were wonderful, as always. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you to my 6 listeners for listening. And one day I will say the read for my sponsor who gave me some cash. And has yet to give me a read. But there we go. All right, you guys were wonderful. Have a good weekend. I'll see you on Monday. Okay, bye. Suck on my titties.